Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
What if you are alive when the Lord returns for His people? What will happen to your physical body? We know flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 15:50. Paul informs us that we shall be given a body which is adapted to our heavenly existence. The apostle explains, "And as we have borne the image of the earthly, that is the kind of body we inherited from Adam, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly, that is, we shall be like the Lord from heaven." 1 Corinthians 15:47 and 49. How will all of this occur? We shall not all sleep, that is, die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52. Paul's letter to the Philippians assures us that we should eagerly wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to come from heaven. When He comes, He shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Philippians 3:21. The word change in this verse from Philippians 3 would be better rendered fashion anew. This change, as I have already shown from 1 Corinthians 15, will take place in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But the change will result in conformity to the glorious body of Jesus Christ. It is unfortunate that the King James Version renders the Greek vile body instead of the body of our humiliation. J.B. Lightfoot, a respected English scholar, wrote an outstanding commentary on St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, in which he made these statements on that expression, body of our humiliation. The body of our humiliation is the body which we bear in our present low estate, which is exposed to all the passions, sufferings, and indignities of this life. The English translation, our vile body, seems to countenance the Stoic contempt for the body, of which there is no tinge in the original. Pages 156 and 157. I heartily agree with Bishop Lightfoot. In the first, second, third, and fourth centuries of the Christian era, there were prominent religious leaders called church fathers. These men were preachers, theologians, bishops, and other influential people. Tragically, many of these religious leaders had learned their view of the human body from some of the Greek philosophers, not from the Bible. Some of the church fathers believed they could avoid temptation, especially sexual temptation, by punishing their bodies and living as hermits. One of these men, Bessarion, a monk, would not allow himself a night's peaceful rest for fear he might have sexual thoughts. Simon Stylites sat on top of a 60-foot pillar for 30 years. Some of the men lived in caves, in deserts, in dens of wild beasts, even in tombs. One old man gave the following advice to a young man who was troubled with sexual fantasies. "I have never given myself my fill of bread, nor of water, nor of sleep, and tormenting myself with appetite for these things whereby we are fed, I was not suffered to feel the stings of lust." The Greeks, who held the Stoic view I have been discussing, had a saying, soma, sema. The word soma means body, and the word sema means grave. They believed that the body was the tomb of the spirit. The only way men could escape their evil flesh was to get rid of it and go on to their eternal reward. I wonder if these men had read, "Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, not tombs of our spirits." 1 Corinthians 6:19. Thank you, and may God bless you.